Hello, this is Bradley Cam.
And I'm Gary Leland, and you're listening to episode 94 of the Crypto Cousins Podcast.
Feed your interest in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies by joining Hall of Fame podcaster Gary Leland on the Crypto Cousins Podcast. And remember, we are all cousins in the world of crypto. This week's price of Bitcoin.
$8,079. That's up $2,245, or 38.4% over the last 7 days. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Bradley, welcome to the Crypto Cousins Podcast. How are you doing there?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you because I was really interested in this topic. I was already buying some of these domain names. I said, geez, I need to get this guy on here and talk about this. Before we get going, though, give us a real quick, maybe 60-second, 90-second bio.
Sure. I am from Atlanta. I'm an entrepreneur, been starting companies since I was in college, mostly in the real estate investing world. But in 2012, I had an epiphany, and I realized I needed to get into software, and I needed to get to Silicon Valley. So I sold that company, not for much, but sold that company enough to be able to move out to San Francisco and start working on a software startup called Talkable, which builds refer-a-friend programs for e-commerce companies. So I spent the past 6 years working on that, hired a new CEO to take over for me in the middle of 2018 and stepped back to the board to focus full-time on crypto. And a few months later, I joined full-time with Unstoppable Domains. It was founded by Matt Gould in December of 2017. He's also my former co-founder of all those real estate companies I mentioned. And I was the first investor in the company. So I was kind of there on the ground floor, but jumped in full-time in October.
Well, and I want to make sure everybody knows this is not a paid episode. They didn't pay to be promoted. I just found this interesting, as always, and brought him on the show. But I guess now tell us a little bit about Unstoppable Domains. Let's get into the company first.
Yeah. So Unstoppable Domains is building domains on blockchains. And the idea is that a blockchain domain can do two main things that a regular domain can't. The first is to replace your crypto addresses with human readable names. So the idea is that we want you to have, you know, Gary.zil, for example.
Which I can't get. I tried.
So first names are considered premium names. So most of them will be going to auction. But so you would add your Bitcoin address, your Ethereum address, your Litecoin address, all of your crypto addresses to this one domain. And now when I want to pay you, all I need to know is Gary.zil. Then I go into a wallet. I type that in. It looks up your crypto address, drops it into the send field, and pays. So there's two big things here. One is we no longer need to even see these long addresses anymore. They can become invisible. And then two is I don't even need to ask you which currency you want to receive. Do you want Bitcoin or Litecoin or Ethereum? Doesn't even matter.
That's one of the parts I don't understand. I understand the first part, and I think that's pretty cool. I think a lot of people don't understand private addresses, and I know still to this day, I, even though I copy it, I still double check the beginning and the middle and all this stuff. So I think the address part is cool. I don't understand, and I'm kind of jumping around here, but since you brought it up, and everybody who listens knows that's what I do, I don't understand how, if someone sends me Litecoin, say if I haven't put my Litecoin address anywhere yet, does that just get lost? That was my confusion. So I can see if I've registered and said Gary.zil is me and my Litecoin address is, my Bitcoin address is, my Ethereum address is. But what if they sent me Dash and I just said, I never get Dash, so I'm not going to put that address in there. What happens to that Dash?
So what will basically happen is, and so if you think about it, what's really happening is I type in Gary.zil, and when I type that in, the wallet knows that's not an address. So the wallet interprets that and says, okay, I need to go search for an address. So if I try to pay you in Dash with Gary.zil, then the wallet will go and look for your Dash address. And when it doesn't find one, it'll do nothing. It'll just be an error because it can't send money to Gary.zil.
So the guy doesn't lose his Dash that he's sending? It doesn't just like go to Nethernet? Like if I send it to a wallet address and it's the wrong wallet address, I think it's pretty much just lost normally.
Right.
Well, that's not going to happen?
No, because you're not actually sending. What's really happening is we're introducing a new step in the background. So what currently happens is you type in an address and then you send. And if the address is wrong, then you're screwed. Nothing you can do. But here what's happening is I type in a name. When the wallet sees that name, it understands that it's supposed to go look up on the blockchain and search for your address. And if it finds nothing, then the send field is just empty. So it either finds an address, and that address could be wrong. You could have inputted the wrong address to your domain, but it either finds an address or it doesn't. It can't just send to a name. So we didn't change the fundamental technology of the blockchain, which is the fundamental technology of the blockchain is that it needs those 40 character addresses to send you an Ethereum payment or whatever. So if it can't find one, it just does nothing.
Okay. That was one of my big questions. So thanks for answering it, because I could see that. Someone sent it. I'm going, you know how many currencies there are that you could possibly send? I mean, and who's going to take the time to do currency number 1,152 on the list? You know, I mean, to sync that up.
So we've got some ideas for that too. And we're hopefully going to be working with some partners that will auto assign you addresses in the background across a bunch of currencies. Because you're right, sitting there and having to go and do like 50 of them would. So we'll have some tools to make it a little easier.
Okay, well, good. That's a concern of mine. So now this is the thing that's different about this. And as you said earlier, this is Zil, and .zil is the domain that people are getting. I don't know if we made that clear, but why did you go with .zil? Why is it .zil instead of .crypto or .something else? Why is it .zil?
So the idea behind .zil is that we are working in partnership with the Zilliqa blockchain, the Zilliqa Foundation on this. And the reason that we chose the Zilliqa blockchain is because we were very impressed with their scaling solution. But truthfully, you as the user aren't even going to notice. You're going to attach your Bitcoin address and your Ethereum and your Litecoin address to any blockchain domain. And so this question of where it lives is going to be a little bit more of like a developer question.
Well, then is it possible that we're going to have several blockchain domains that do this before it's all over?
I think it is possible that other people and other entities may try. I think that the problem here is much more around the ecosystem. So we think there's three main things that you need to do. One is you need to build a new blockchain domain system that works really well. It has new features. And I think that the key thing that we've done with .zil that hasn't existed before is that you can attach any cryptocurrency address to one domain. That's new. So there's that piece. The second piece is having an app, unstoppabledomains.com, where it's easy to buy domains and where it's easy to configure them. So where you can easily add your addresses. Where you can easily do in the future, build your own websites with them. So all of those, the user tools are another really important piece. And then the final important piece is integrations with wallets and other apps. So we have a library and an API, and we're going around and integrating with those partners. So it's not purely about the domain system itself. It's about all three of these things working together to make a healthy system that can realistically replace the current internet.
Okay, so it's the whole ecosystem is what you're saying is necessary, not just the domain name.
Yeah, and that was the birth of the company in the first place, was the Ethereum Foundation launched .eth in the middle of 2017, and it was really cool. It was a great prototype, but it didn't have any of the tools, and it didn't allow you to use Bitcoin, for example, or other currencies with it, with your domains. So it was like the promise, but it wasn't a full solution for the market. So we are trying to provide a full solution for the market. And we think that's what's going to make .zil really valuable.
Well, the one thing I found interesting, and I don't think you started it out this way, but I think it is this way now. When you buy a .zil name, it's a one-time payment. Like I bought Gary Leland.zil because I couldn't get Gary.zil. And so I bought Gary Leland.zil. And it was like $9.95 and that's it. It's mine like forever, if I'm correct, right?
Yes.
And so because this blockchain name versus a .info or a .com, it really, one of the selling points of it, besides the Bitcoin address or the crypto addresses, is that no one can take it down from what I'm understanding. I can't be censored. It's not like if I'm putting stuff out there and GoDaddy says, hey, this is the kind of the stuff we want out there, my site could be taken down or my domain could be taken back. But that can't happen with a blockchain domain. Am I correct again?
Absolutely. And this is where we actually see is the biggest market. So payments are use case number one. Uncensorable websites are use case number two. And we think that the second one is ultimately going to be the bigger one. And the way that it works is your domain lives inside of your wallet, just like a cryptocurrency does. And you're the only one that can move it with your private keys. And that's very different than the way a .com works. Because with a .com, GoDaddy is a registrar. They are the custodian of your domain and they can take it away. and they take it away based on court orders or based on any number of things. So the domain itself is one really important censorship point. There's another one though, which is the storage of your content. So like, you know, you store your website on Amazon Web Services, for example, and Amazon Web Services also does takedowns of content very frequently. So we have a solution that we will be rolling out that will allow you to build your website on decentralized storage. So that also can't be censored.
Well, that sounds like a pretty big thing today in today's world where censorship seems to be such a big issue.
We think so.
Hey, before I go any further, I want to make sure everybody listening knows about my crypto conference, BitBlock Boom. I call it the real Bitcoin conference because that's all we talk about at this conference, is Bitcoin. We don't talk about any altcoins. We don't even talk about blockchains. You may not be interested. But the second Bitcoin BitBlock Boom conference is coming to Dallas, Texas, August the 17th and 18th. We have a great list of speakers. And remember the code COUSINS, COUSINS. That'll get you 30% off the price of a ticket. Last year's event was fantastic, and this year's event will be even better. So take a look at bitblockboom.com, scheduled in Dallas, Texas for this August. So check that out. But now back to the subject. So when does this auction start? When can I try to get Gary or even Crypto Cousins? I can't get the two domains I wanted. So when can I start trying to get those?
So the public auction will be in June. It will start in early June. And the way it works is all bids will be public. Anybody can participate, and it will be the top domains that will be going up for sale.
And so Crypto Cousins and Gary are considered top domains?
Gary is. Crypto Cousins, I'm curious about. I'll have to double check on that one, because that actually seems like one you should be able to get now.
That's what I thought. I could get Crypto Cousin, but my show is Crypto Cousins. So once I added the S to it, I was out of luck. I was like, that's weird. I think that without the S would be even worth more than with the S, since it's less letters. So let me know what you think
about that one. I'll grab that one if I do it later.
Another thing I was curious about I want to make sure everybody know, if you're interested in going and finding out more about Unstoppable Names, use my short link, cryptocousins.com/Zill. And I like make $5 or something if you buy a domain name. Is that right? That's my affiliate link.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to make sure to give out my affiliate link to people. The thing I really saw, though, interesting about the Zill or the blockchain domains or in this situation for a domain name, where now there may be, I don't know how many millions and millions of domains out there. Since this is tied to a wallet or to a person's wallet, basically, and we're all big believers that crypto is the future, that everybody is going to have a wallet. So the amount of these Zill domains should be more in line with the amount of social media accounts instead of the amount of domain names that there are right now, because everybody's got to have one.
Yeah, that's what we think. There's only about 350 million regular domains because they're for businesses, but there's well over 2 billion people with social media accounts. That's a better comparison probably for blockchain domains. It'll be more like, you know, your Venmo account, plus maybe some of your personal registry of information, plus your social media login, and then you'll have a separate one for your business.
Do you think you'll eventually be able to, we're talking about incorporating crypto in there, make it a full force wallet and put in fiat too?
Yeah. So all of those are kind of like plugins. And one of the things that I think is really exciting right now in crypto in general is that a lot of these tools are getting really good. There's a lot of really good fiat on-ramp tools right now that just buy crypto with debit card or whatever, and it's just inside of your app. So we'll have all those sorts of things inside of our applications. Inside and out. So if you want to start in fiat and then go to crypto and then come out fiat with the other side into your bank account, all that stuff is possible. And the easier we make all those steps, the more likely this becomes the main payment gateway earlier.
So since you have to use your app, that's another place I'm confused. Since I use your app to set everything up, doesn't that still leave a point of weakness where I can be shut down?
You still control your private keys all throughout. So what's happening is it's kind of similar to blockchain.com or one of these other self-custody solutions. That's the category. Is our software is giving you tools to manage your own private keys, but you control them. We never see them. We have no access to them. So if Unstoppable Domains were to cease to exist, if we were to disappear tomorrow, you would still be able to interact with the .zill domains contract forever. you would lose the UI. So somebody else would need to build a UI, or you would need to use the command line. I'm not saying that's like a great scenario for users. So that's the reason why we're going to try to continue to succeed as a business. But you can still rely on this as a tool for you, even if we weren't around.
You know, I really just now, as many times as I've been to your site and looked at this, I just at this moment, just now, understood your name of your business, Unstoppable Domains. I never really put that together. Isn't that funny?
We're not being subtle about it.
Yeah, I didn't put that together. And all of a sudden, it just dawned on me, gosh, this are Unstoppable Domains. That's why the company's name, Unstoppable Domains. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't put that together earlier. So I bought Gary Leland, and I bought my wife's name for her. And I was able to buy my company name, which surprised me, which was cool. It's a one word, Leland's, I think I got. So I bought those, and they were all just $9.95. But I've noticed that you have other domains that came on, for instance, maybe last Thursday or Friday, that were another price. But I guess those aren't top tier because they're not going into auction. I'm kind of confused on that a little bit, too. Can you explain that out? Why some are being added that look like top tier, but they're only like a payment?
Yeah, so the idea is, so basically the way that we've decided to roll this out is we've looked at the way that the traditional industry launches a domain extension, and we've been kind of imitating their process. And basically the way that it works is that you have a pre-order phase where the goal is to get early people in, get early people buying, so that when we go live, we'll have users on day one. And we'll start building an ecosystem. But we also use this period of time to notify trademark holders, what's called a sunrise period in the traditional world, to give them the opportunity to claim their domains before it goes live, because once it does go live, it's harder to do that. And we would prefer that trademark holders have the correct domains, the domains for their names. And then we go live, and then we have the public auction, and the public auction is for top domains. So the premium domains that you see would otherwise be going to auction, but we've taken a small number of them and are essentially making them on offer as a buy now for the community during this phase. So if they were not on this list, or if they were not taken, they would otherwise just go to auction.
Okay. And so how many domains have .zills have you sold so far?
I'm not sure of the exact number, but I will I'll report back.
Okay, I was just curious. Really, that's the main things I was really interested in, I think. I mean, it's pretty short and simple, but I wanted to get the word out about these. I wanted to find out why we were doing .zill, when we were going to be able to get Gary and our try for Gary, and what we could do about cryptocurrency. I'm pretty much a pretty selfish person here. Kind of like you. I'm pretty upfront about what I'm doing here. Is there anything I'm missing that we really want to make sure people know about .zills besides they can go to cryptocousins.com/zill and get their names?
I think the one other thing for people to just keep in mind is that this really is the beginning of kind of an alternate internet. You will be able to go and surf websites on .zill domains, and they will not be able to be taken down by anyone but you. So that's a new feature in the world. And we think it's going to be really powerful. So you're going to start to see it in 2019, but over the next few years, I think this is going to be a really big shift.
Excellent. Where can people follow you or Unstoppable Domains on Twitter, or where's the best place?
Yeah, so Twitter is great for news, and Telegram is great for discussions. There's 24/7 activity in Telegram, and all of our major announcements are on Twitter.
How long have you been selling these names?
Just under 2 months.
Well, I'm starting to see more and more stuff about it. So the word's getting out there pretty strong, I think.
Yeah. We've been pretty excited by the response so far. So it's, yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
Excellent. Well, let me ask you a couple of questions I ask everybody here who comes on the show. What's your favorite book?
I think Dune.
Dune. Oh, I read that a lot when I was like 18. I'm 64 now. Yeah, I remember more of the movie than I do the book nowadays. But I heard they're coming out with a new movie.
Yeah, that old movie did not do it justice. It's such a fascinating and subtle story that just got told in such a cheesy way.
Yeah, I agree. Favorite quote?
Ooh, favorite quote. I don't know what my favorite quote would be. I know this is kind of, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, good enough. And you have a favorite crypto resource?
I think Reddit. Reddit is probably my number one, but my number two is probably CoinDesk. I think my number three is actually my friends messaging me. Yeah, we're our own internal Slack channel. A lot of stuff gets posted in there. So I think it's coming from all over the place right now.
Yeah, that's the way it is. There's a lot of resources to choose from. You just try things. I think I've had Reddit given to me several times, though, so you're not the first one. And I've had people who have friends that they name in particular, like Joe Morgan sends me more information than anyone, you know. So it's a good resource, too. So that's a pretty normal. Hey, I appreciate you coming on the show. I really do. We just got this scheduled yesterday, so this was a pretty quick turnaround on this. But thanks. And everybody, like I said, I'd recommend following this. I'd recommend checking out and getting your domain names. You know, I have about 500 domain names. So I'm really big in domain names, has a lot of domain names. But to have the option to get your domain with a one-time payment, I mean, your downside, I think, is you lose $9.95. Your upside is you've got your name that's going to be something real important later in life as crypto becomes more and more important. So I think it's like a gamble for $9.95 that everybody needs to take to make sure they lock down what they want. Well, thanks for coming on the show. Again, I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. A big thank you to all the cousins out there that are showing their support by donating, subscribing, and leaving great reviews on iTunes. All of those things help more than you realize. Now, you can subscribe almost anywhere podcasts are available by going to CryptoCousins.com/subscribe. Call me with your comments or questions at 747-777-9471. Or you can email me at thecryptocousins@gmail.com. And I'll try to use these on future episodes. Please take a peek at the 4-Minute Crypto Show, which is produced every weekday and located at 4MinuteCrypto.com. It's the place to get your daily dose of crypto news. And as always, 4 minutes or less. And one last thing, please take a look at my new website, Crypto Crybaby. This website is for the true crypto fan and sells Bitcoin and crypto gear like t-shirts, caps, and so much more. Take a look at CryptoCrybaby.com today. Thanks again for listening. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Cousins podcast. Please share the show with your friends. They can subscribe by going to CryptoCousins.com/subscribe. And if you want to know more about Gary, just go to GaryLeland.com. Make sure and join Gary and all the Crypto Cousins every week for a new episode of the Crypto Cousins podcast. The Crypto Cousins podcast and the information included in the podcast are not intended as investment advice. Investing in any cryptocurrency is risky, and you should never invest more than you can afford to lose. Always seek professional advice before investing in any cryptocurrency. Please understand, you are using any and all information from the Crypto Cousins at your own risk.